Are the best things in life free? It's Home Economics with Amanda Morrill on 95BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's fastest growing KiwiSaver plan.
Hi Amanda, how are you?
I am very well. How are you doing, Mikey?
Well, you know what? Just in the interim, since I last saw you, in fact, just the other day, I was telling Tess about how I am now a Simplicity KiwiSaver.
It's the highlight of the morning.
I know. I'm absolutely delighted, but I'm a little bit shocked because I thought you did this ages ago.
Well, I've always been a bit, you know, I'm slack.
A lot of people are, so you're not unique in that department. Yeah, and then they come back to me and they say, oh, I finally switched. Oh, my God, it was so easy. And I'm like, yeah.
I feel so much better about it. And because if people don't know, Simplicity not only sponsor our BCAT here at 95BFM, but an ethical KiwiSaver provider. What does that mean?
That's a very subjective term. A lot of people can debate that heavily.
That's what I think.
I agree. But anyhow, it depends on your definition. So to the best of our ability, we try to get rid of nasties out of our investments. And within our own operations, we try to do things very fairly in terms of our hiring policies, our diversity, pay, our charity side of our business, et cetera. So we could get really granular about investments if you like, but it's going to take a long time to debate it. But you probably heard, we don't invest in tobacco companies, nuclear weapons manufacturers, alcohol distributors, big ones, gambling, adult entertainment, sort of the big ones that people feel really squeamish about that don't contribute a really greater good to society, they're out.
Fair enough too. See, that's why I'm on board. I thought to myself, ANZ, and I thought about it for a long time. And I thought, stick it up your ass.
Ooh.
And so I went straight down and I thought Simplicity. I think I'm allowed to say that about a bank that makes that much ridiculous profit for doing nothing.
The banks make a lot of profit, and that's without getting into the profanity out there, but they dominate the KiwiSaver space. These guys, the top four banks own it. They have about $5 billion altogether, and they're creaming it in fees. The FMA, the Financial Markets Authority, just released its big annual
Financial Markets
Authority.
I
know. They're the big scary guys out there who regulate and monitor us. They just released their annual KiwiSaver report, and it's got some really interesting facts and figures in there. And one of them, you might be surprised to know, is that this year, or in the year that the report was produced, the providers were receiving about $450 million in fees. So the take home was, folks, listen up. There's a lot of money being made in KiwiSaver. Know what you're paying on your fund.
How hard is it for them, when you've basically just got another account, isn't it, really, for a bank? As far as the admin, it can't be too much.
That's right. For them, it's easy money. It's gravy.
It's a couple of envelopes they have to send out every couple of months.
But for you, the money that you're losing at the end of the day, in some cases...
Are you losing that money, or was that always going to be the case?
No. Well, at the end of the day, depending on how much you're paying in fees, in some cases, by 65, you could see 20% of your overall balance be sucked away into fees. So that's not insignificant for you, right? So it's I was listening to,
I'm assuming, but since we're talking about this, that Simplicity take less of a fee.
We do. We have the lowest fees in the market.
Hang on a second.
I love the sound effects. Those are awesome. I'm a personal finance junkie, as you know. Yes. Yesterday, I was listening to Tony Robbins' podcast, and
you're so into it, eh?
He's awesome. And anyhow, he hammers on about these fees, especially in the U.S., where in some cases on mutual funds, people are paying 3.25% or more on fees. These are huge profits people are making.
This is not too dissimilar to what has floated to the top finally with the petrol prices.
Yeah, exactly. That's all coming home to roost, and people are getting a little bit more demanding about where's this money going, including the Prime Minister. We want to know. You go to the pump, you've got no choice to pay, or you do. You get on your bike or walk or take public transport these days. But it's starting to hurt, and people are taking note, finally.
Fine, because New Zealand, you and I were talking off here before about New Zealand, we're very, that's annoying. That's gone up again. I will not put up with that anymore. I will not have that situation. Thank you. We don't sort of get We don't really drop the hammer enough, I don't think, you know?
I know. Well, I'm...
We'll just pay this for power. I'm not quite sure why we pay that for power, but I suppose we'll just pay a bit more than we did last time, even though nothing's changed at all.
I think you reach a point where the pain becomes really intolerable, and then you do start... And we're getting close to that point. I think people are starting to say, hey, you know, and you can see it. Look how many... There's all these reports about homelessness right now. And in this city alone, 800 people living in cars are under...
It's more than that, and I think
Absolutely. But they said that when they did... definitely more than that.
The if you've got any queries you'd like to just run by Amanda, then by all means text them into 5395 or give us a call, 309-3879. Does it make any sense?
This is a question, and I'm assuming this is geared towards KiwiSaver. How does it work for small businesses like a sole trader? Okay, I'm assuming you're talking about yourself or the employees. I need some clarity, but
let's just do a hypothetical model. What is a small business and what is a sole trader for people who don't know?
A sole trader is, I used to operate a small yoga studio and I was a sole trader, so it was just
boutique.
Myself.
Was it a boutique?
It was boutique. Boutique Balinese. Anyhow, you're a small business, sole owner, you're managing it for yourself. So there's two parts to this story, because you probably do employ some people and you may or may not employ them as full-time salaried employees, in which case you're obliged to pay them KiwiSaver. For yourself, and I see this all the time, people coming in who are self-employed, it pains them to pay into their own KiwiSaver plan, but it's quite important unless you have another retirement savings plan. So for these people, self-employed, you need to make sure that you're putting in regular contributions, right? Because it's not going to happen by magic. So you set that up.
Because you're the boss.
You're the boss. You pay yourself. The thing is, and I always have to remind people too, you know, make sure you get to the point that you've paid from your own contributions at least $1,043, because then you're going to get a 50% return on your investment. The government's going to give you that member tax credit. Yeah. And that applies to your employees as well, depending on how much income they're earning. They need to check every year between the calendar year of July 1st to June 30th that they've paid that. Otherwise, they won't get it.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Someone has also asked about Simplicity's returns. So they've said the banks take a lot of fees, but they have a very decent return. What has Simplicity's returns been like?
I would dispute that. All the banks have done great returns. Some of them have been very average and mediocre.
I'm not just sucking up, but by changing to you guys, immediately my return's better. Immediately.
Your returns were better?
No, we'll be better.
Well, listen, it depends, folks, what fund you're invested in, okay? A lot of people don't understand, they don't understand the very, very basics. They don't understand who's investing their money, and they don't know what fund type they're in. So what fund you were in will impact the type of returns that you could expect to receive, and this is a really big issue. Our growth fund last year returned about 11.6%, I believe. You can find that out. It's all on our website. Just check out the fund updates. Which was good. We don't expect, because we're an index investor, that we're going to do outstanding performance. We don't. That's not in the program. We just invest in the market. We're going to get market returns. The beauty in all that is that over a long period of time, with the lowest fees that you're paying, that compounds up to a higher terminal amount in your bank account. So there may be some hotshot fund managers, and not many out there, who, you know, from year to year will have above average performance, but there's been a lot of research in this space, and what it shows is that over longer periods of time, their ability to outperform the market over longer periods of time just doesn't hold true, in which case you're paying a lot more in fees for this and not getting much out of it. And this is something that the an authority within the FMA raised in this report, that there were very few examples of active fund managers pulling in those higher returns. So pay attention.
Because it is KiwiSaver, you can't just go wild, can you? That's the whole point, is it's a good, steady investment that doesn't...
In most cases, it's a well-diversified portfolio. You might want to minimize your risks, but there are higher risks in different categories.
I'm a big supporter of a well-diversified portfolio, just because it sounds cool as well. You're looking like some of the well-diversified portfolio.
Someone else has a question.
Yep.
If I change to Simplicity, then decide I'm not happy for any reason, will you charge me to switch again?
Absolutely not, guys.
Happen to anyone? Does anyone charge
you to switch? Super Life used to charge a $100 exit fee.
What's
and it kept
Super Life?
People-
Is that just having a super life?
They're now super life was bought out by the NZX, but in any event, they used to hold you in there with your handcuffs, and so a lot of people didn't want to break out, but you know, they could have recovered that penalty over time with the lower fees or better returns. In any event, no, for the most part, there is, from my understanding, there aren't any providers who penalize you for leaving financially. You are free to choose as you like, and a lot of people are doing this. If you look at the report again, it shows that a lot of people are transferring out to different funds or providers all the time. I mean, it's not something you want to do five times a year, folks, because you're going to cost yourself a lot of money by doing that as well. But you are free to choose whomever you like out there. So just do a little bit of research first.
Be who you want to be. That's what I reckon.
That's right. Be free.
Is Simplicity KiwiSaver actively managed or indexed funds?
We are an index fund investor, although recently, because of this socially responsible policy that we've adopted, we have weeded out a couple of sectors from our fund. So in that sense, we're like an active index fund investor, you will. Right. So we have made a few choices.
Cool. More Tessa there?
No, I think that's all the simplicity.
Okay, so
we've got a call. Caller, are you there, caller?
Kia Mikey.
Hey, Shane.
Kia ora, Amanda.
Hi there, how are you?
Amanda, I was trying to get my KiwiSaver out to be a first home buyer, and for whatever reason, they wanted to withhold $1,000. What's the story there?
The story there is at the time that
$1,000 of your money, Shane, money.
This is government money, because for the most part, I'm not sure when you joined, but historically, back when they rolled this out, there was a $1,000 kickstart that the government incentivized people to come into KiwiSaver, and they've made it a policy that they're going to withhold that little chunk of money just to keep you invested in KiwiSaver. It's not such a bad thing. I know $1,000 seems like a lot at the time, but it's basically if it was government money that was put in, the government saying, hey, we want to hold this on to hold you to account. And if you didn't receive that, but I still had that money withheld, it's a little inducement for you to keep pushing some more money into that. Because at the end of the day, KiwiSaver was really ultimately set up to help you save for your retirement. So that's awesome. You bought your first home. Don't forget about your retirement.
Have you bought it now, Shane, or are you still?
Yeah, no. I understand. But, anyway, I'm not currently happy with my provider, so I'm looking into it. Thank you, Amanda.
You're very welcome.
How's the hunt going for the house there, buddy?
I'm a bad investment and all of that kind of stuff. You know, what a blah blah blah.
Blah 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 blah. You'll be right.
Just gotta work harder and save smarter.
That's right. Take your bike more often. Save money at the pump.
Okay.
The pump, hey? I'm sick of hearing about the pump. Cheers, Shane. Tell her, buddy.
Thank you.
Here we go. I'm going to play this for you, Amanda, for your boutique Balinese-style yoga. For fond memories.
I love it.
Every single... It's a bit of a glutton when I went to Bali, actually. I went to all these spas and that. They all played this.
I'm in a spa now. I'm there.
Tess, are you going to join us on the spa, or what's going on? We're just talking KiwiSaver.
I can't afford a spa.
No, just jump on.
$10 in Bali, you can afford lots of them.
Save my money.
Well, I can't afford togs. So. Thanks, Amanda.
Thanks for having me.
Money, money, money must be funny in a post-capitalist utopia. Home Economics on 95 BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's fastest growing Kiwi.
Yes, you seem stressed. You know, we tend to carry a lot of tension here in our SA workload. This week is Stress Less Week at Auckland University. It's time for you to take a load off, attend the snack station, ponder the motivational wall, ride the art bike, everything you need to mellow that buzz. Campus Life and AUSA present Stress Less Week. Find all the details at ausa.org.nz/stressless.
The biggest part of success is perspiration.
A sunbeam through my prison.
No! Mum, the character's a box brownie. Stop acting like a Leica.
But it's nothing without that touch of inspiration.
I guess I'm taking this one solo.
A little light, a brief exposure. Is this a refraction or infraction on my heart?
Be inspired. Take your passion for photography to a whole new level with Pro Gear, unparalleled quality. At 3 Railway Street, Newmarket, or online at progear.co.nz.
Hot damn, another year of Whammy Fest, another glorious celebration of Whammy Bar. Featuring All Seeing Hand, Bozo, Church and AP, Cindy, Eyes No Eyes, Huh, The Unclear, Amoogie, K2K, Magic Factory, Ounce, Peach Milk, DJ Set, Rhonda, Sam Harmony, DJ Set, Skeela, Tombs, Unsanitary Napkin, Vincent HL, and loads more. Whammy Fest. Weekend passes just $35 for the weekend. Limited nightly passes available on the door. Tickets from Flying Out or undertheradar.co.nz.
The VAR Auckland Charitable Trust presents Art Week, a diverse and vibrant week-long celebration of all things art and Auckland, guaranteed to dazzle and delight. Held over 9 days featuring work from 1,000 artists in more than 100 venues across our cute little volcano-riddled home. And it's all free! Yep, all you need to do to support our local visual arts community is attend, engage and enjoy. Pick up a program as soon as you can and head to artweekauckland.co.nz to plan your Art Week experience. Art Week 2018, on now until the 14th, citywide.
You love music, right?
Yes, yes I do.
Then drive your stake into the musical landscape by voting for the 95BFM Top 10.
But how?
Text the word VOTE and your chosen band's name to 5395 or vote online at 95bfm.com/top10 before 6pm every Wednesday. Then join Pearl from 7pm as she starts counting them down. The 95BFM Top 10 with your host Pearl, Wednesday night 7 till 9 and always online at 95BFM.com.
I'll tell you what, I'm a man of my word, BFM listeners. I said before 9:30 I'd give away a ticket to St. Jerome's Laneway Festival 2019 featuring a boogie with a hoodie, Benny, Billy, Eilish, Camp, Cope, Clairo, Cosmos, Midnight, Courtney Barnett, Denzel, Curry, DJ DS, Florence and the Machine, G-Flip, Gang of Youth, High Beams, Amoogie, John Hopkins, Georgia Smith, Lontilius, Masco, Miss June, Mitski, Parquet Courts, Raven, Lene, Rocks, Rex, Orange County, Skeggs, Sminol, The Dead Sea, and Yellow Days. And I'm going to do it now. I'm going to give it away to somebody with a Simplicity B card who's caller number 30 on 309 3879. It's a Laneway ticket. Do it now. Call now. You're caller number one. You're caller number two.
Thank you.
When all is familiar,
I tell you what, I love a good old-fashioned caller number contest. It's good, it's honest. What are you doing? What's going on? Get away. I love a good caller number contest because it gets people going, gets the blood flowing, doesn't it? Gets the fingers dialing and gets people frantic. And frantic people make for a frantic and fun contest and a happy winner. Hi, Dion.
Good morning, Mikey.
Were you going to go to Laneway or were you thinking, nah,
Yeah. One-way ticket, mate.
One-way ticket in the front gate.
Yeah.
In the front gate and come out a different person, eh? Come out, a whole new character again.
How many times did you call in, Dion?
Once.
Only once, and you happened to get 30. That's such a sucker punch for all the...
I thought I was early.
Perfectly timed, straight...
Thank you, Mikey. Thank you.
It's like a
don't thank me, thank you, Simplicity B-Card.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I'm only the conduit. You know?
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations. And, enjoy the show.
Well, hey? I'm looking
on the 28th of January in Albert Park.
Yeah. Dead Sea, I can't wait to see. And, of course, there's Parquet Courts, which is just, unmissable.
It's going to be a big day.
Yeah, for sure. Look forward to that. Hope it's a nice day in the park.
I was going to say sunscreen, hat, and a whole lot of enthusiasm. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Mikey.
Congratulations, Dion. And congratulations to all those people who gave it a go. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Yeah. All good. Cheers.
BFM News Headlines.
Te Marie, your headlines for 10 o'clock. An Air Force training plane last night had two belly land, at Ohakia Base near Palmerston North. A new report by economist Shamubil Yakub has found cyberbullying cost the country $444 million a year. Jeez. South Africa's finance minister, Nala Nene, has quit after admitting meeting members of the Gupta family who have been accused of corruption. And Nikki Haley has resigned as the US ambassador for the United Nations. These stories in full at 10.
Thank you very much indeed. We're going to a news roundup now with Lily, and we're going to talk a little bit more about old Haley on the go. Come on, Lily, get in there.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about The Wire.
I thought we were going to talk about
her. Well, I was asking you what you thought of her.
What I thought of her is that she's...
Why you think she's resigned?
I don't...
People don't know she's the US representative at the UN.
She's the one who, when the US vetoes stuff and the US are aggressive and say dumb things to Iran and that sort of thing.
Are we talking conspiracies for her registration?
Resignation. Resignation.
She's given up the heave.
Resignation.
She... I don't know. So many people leave his administration or get fired.
Imagine how toxic.
It's like they have a bigger role. Like I have a lot of, what is that, rollover with my volleys in the news team. But this, the White House.
Are you suggesting that you're
a bigger rollover?
Student radio station, Donald Trump. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that we have a number of students that come in and go, really. Like they move through the space.
It's a pretty, her position at the UN is a pretty, she's the face of America's. Voice at the UN. She's the voice. She's the voice that comes out of the face that sits in the UN.
Yes.
That has to convey the wishes and the desires and the urgency and the stubborn, arrogant fuckwittedness of that administration.
Maybe
so that must
she's had enough.
It's got to be so toxic. The whole working there's got to be so. But having said that, she came out recently, and. Basically, wrote a response to the anonymous, op-ed piece that came out
said,
I'm part of the resistance within the Trump administration. She came out and wrote.
She was not happy with that.
She basically came out in support of Trump and saying, that whoever wrote that's a coward, blah, 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 blah,
well,
blah, blah.
You have to. In the jobs, it seems like if you don't support him, you're out.
Do you know there's only 5 women left in Trump's cabinet?
Oh, good little researching here, Tess.
That's not very many. That's 5. You count that on one hand.
I'd say be scared of that, though.
You should do something about that on The Wire.
It's a good point. We should do that. Mm.
Do you think that's got to be a horrible situation? Because have you ever watched the UN when Russia or the US or China veto stuff?
The
Security Council has a really good, sensible idea of how to sort of...
New Zealand kind of against that whole vetoing power?
I don't know what that's even a thing.
Okay. Well, The Wire.
What about that? What about that? What about the Interpol, head of Interpol? So what about
him? Yeah.
Whoa, what's going on there? I don't
even. It's a lot going on.
Hard for me to figure out what's going on there from here, but I just don't know. So The Wire's at midday today. It's our current affairs flagship show. What's going on with that?
Well, this week we're actually doing cultural appropriation for Worry Week, which is Lisa having a look at the use of Māori symbols in art. So we're sort of focusing on the area of the art world and the way that those things can be co-opted and then also be used commercially. And those people that co-opt those symbols get money from it, which is problematic.
Or not.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're looking into. And but also the way that perhaps those symbols in the process of co-option get misinterpreted and actually used incorrectly, which is also a problem. We have Fletcher Tabuteau from the New Zealand First Party, who was away last week. So actually, I don't know if you guys caught last week, they spoke with Clayton Mitchell, who proposed the migrant values.
No, I didn't hear that. Well, I'd like to have heard that, actually.
Yeah, he was a little bit...
Inspiring, was he?
He's a little bit... Harry pushed him really well, actually. I was away, so Harry did the interview, and Harry pushed him on it, which was a good interview. I recommend listening to it. Mm. And basically, it sort of speaks for itself that the bill itself seems...
For people who don't know, what's the bill?
It's basically a bill, that migrants have to sign up to...
Migrants!
In order to basically stay here. So if you don't sign up to it, and it's basically what will propose a number of New Zealand values, that they will get deported, basically. But it's actually like when you pick at what those values are, what he sort of proposed was obviously, you know, support for equal rights for women and LGBT rights, and it's also what's going on in the media is people talking about the right to alcohol, essentially. But there's one, obviously, that's kind of pointing towards a certain religion that, you know, it may not agree with these things, which therefore is going to adversely affect those people coming here, right? But it's not as though, well, one, Christianity doesn't actually allow for alcohol also, but there's laws in place already that protect equal rights for women and LGBT rights and those sorts of things.
Aren't those the sort of things that we should be... that everybody should be working towards, migrants.
If you want to talk about it, like, are we also upholding these values? And should we actually have a conversation about?
It wouldn't take very long to go find somebody who wasn't.
And actually have a conversation about what our values are. I wrote this whole thesis about actually, you know, this kind of New Zealand culture. What is that? What is New Zealand culture really? Mm. And funny piece on the spin-off bulletin the other day, the guy that writes it, Alex Bray, he pointed out that the Clayton Mitchell who proposed the bill has a sort of a past criminal conviction where he sort of was found unfit to run a pub, and then a cop later kind of waived that, sort of got rid of it, and he, the police person, basically was later found, was convicted for rape. So these, I don't know if these values are something that, you know, we consider New Zealand values. But anyway, so I brought that up with Fletcher as well. So he was away, right? So Fletcher went overseas, so I asked him about that, and I asked him his position on this bill, but he's sort of the mind with it. He hasn't read the bill yet, so he can't really make a call there. And also asked him about this weapons expo coming up. There's a weapons expo in Palmerston.
Why isn't Palmerston north